With close to 19 million acres burned in the last 2 years, wildfires continue to be significant threats to lives and property in almost every state, especially here in California. And on the phone with me for this segment, I have Michelle Steinberg, Wildlife Division Director for the National Fire Protection Association. So thank you for joining me today, Michelle. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Stephen.
Now, recently we had a Wildfire Community Preparedness Day, but it's, of course, more than a one-day event because homeowners should prepare for this type of thing year-round. What is that all about? What is wildfire preparedness all about?
Right. So wildfire preparedness, really, when we talk to homeowners, it's about preparing your home and family, both to be safe if you need to evacuate in the case of a major wildfire, but also year-round, preparing your home to resist the ignition from embers and small flames that are really the major cause of homes burning down during a wildfire event. So these are things like cleaning out gutters, getting debris off decks or porches or patios, making sure there's no way for embers to enter the house through a vent or a crack or a gap, and then working with your neighbors to basically reduce any shared risks from the vegetation or things that you have around the home and on neighboring property.
Now, what are some of the more optimal conditions for wildfires to start, and how do many of them start?
Right. So the conditions are, you know, when there's been a bit of drought or dry weather where the vegetation is drying out, particularly things that are leaves, needles, things on the ground, dry brush or dead trees, and you have a dry, windy day and ignition, that is when a wildfire can start and grow and spread. And really, you know, this can happen just about any time of year depending on where you are in the country. So it makes sense to pay attention to the trends and patterns in your region and listen to the weather reports for things like they might talk about fire weather or a high fire danger day or even a red flag day to tell you that this is when a fire could start.
Of course, we are in California, and we have, as you well know, been hit by some devastating wildfires in the last couple of years. Why is it important for homeowners to prepare for their for wildfire preparedness? Why should they do that well in advance?
Wildfire preparedness really can be happening year-round, and we really encourage people not to wait till there's smoke in the air to start their preparation. That's because when that's happening, you just want to take life safety first, evacuate if you need to, taking those kinds of steps. During the year, you can do basically what amounts to yard maintenance and home maintenance that really will improve the look and feel of your home as well as reducing those ignition risks. So that's something we encourage people to become a habit of doing those kinds of things because then you won't have to be thinking about it when you're trying to pack up and leave in the face of a major event.
Okay, very good. Now, tell us about home ignition zones. What are those?
So home ignition zones come from the research that shows that the way that homes ignite is not generally from large flames sweeping through a community, but from these embers that are cast off in sort of a blizzard condition of embers that can land on your roof, your gutters, the decks, porches, and right around the home to ignite any material that's there that then could ignite your house. So that first, the home and the first 5 feet around it are that first line of defense where you should be working to reduce those materials that could cause a fire or could carry the fire. Then out into the yard, about 30 feet is where if you have plants and trees, that's fine, but you need to keep them in really good condition and use the kind of plant species that maybe don't carry fire so well. Finally, when you're out to 100 feet, the extended zone of the home ignition zone, that's where you might even be in a neighbor's yard and property, and working with your neighbor to get them to do those steps is really helpful because if you're close enough together within 100 feet, if your neighbor's home is in flames, that's then going to affect your home, and you have structure-to-structure ignition.
You talked about it briefly earlier, but could you go into a little bit more detail on what homeowners can do to help prevent risk to their homes from wildfires?
Well, basically, again, if your home is well-built, there's a variety of materials that whether you're building a new home or you're rehabbing your existing home, many choices of good roofing and arrangements for your roof, the siding, the decking, having double-pane windows is a good idea because that gives an extra protection from heat that could crack the outside window. And then, again, choices in landscaping to make sure that first 5 feet has nothing combustible, but then the choices in your landscape that will thrive and be healthy plants and grasses that are kept in a condition that can't carry the fire.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the NFPA's FireWise USA program.
Sure. NFPA's Fireways USA program is available nationally. It's for neighborhoods, so it's at a community level. So even if individuals are doing these things to their homes, which is really good, unless their neighbors are engaging, they're still going to have wildfire risk. And we would like more and more communities to be involved with more and more homes doing the risk reduction so that when the inevitable wildfire happens, we don't have thousands of homes. We might still lose some homes in a very extreme condition, but we don't need to have thousands of homes burn to the ground when we have these wildfires if people can do this preparation. So there's about 1,500 places around the United States that participate in Firewise USA, and California is number one. Almost 200 communities around your state are engaged in that recognition program. We're really proud of them.
Okay, once again, tell us what homeowners should do in the event of a wildfire. What type of plans should they have?
Sure. It's really important to have a plan in place so that when you need to leave, you don't have to think about it too hard. So there's lots of tips on our websites. If you look at firewise.org, you'll come up away with some really good planning and tips. Having your pets and animals prepared is one big thing that I think people don't really give too much thought to until the time comes, and then trying to get your pup into a crate and get him out safely could be a real challenge. You're ready with your go-kit, so the things that you'll need if you have to be out of your home for a couple of days. You have your animals prepared. Your family knows who's going to call who and contact who to make sure you're safe. Man, you'll have a lot more peace of mind and a much better opportunity of riding out an event like a wildfire.
Okay, now where can we get more information about the Firewise USA program and just wildfire preparedness in general?
Really encourage people to visit firewise.org. That will go from learning how to prepare your individual home and family all the way to working with your neighbors and engaging in things like the Firewise Recognition Program and Wildfire Community Preparedness Day.
As we wrap things up, if there's one single point you could make about wildfire preparedness, what would that be?
I would say it's the little things that can take your home down, and that's good news in the sense that those are little things you can control on your property. You can make a difference, and you should be prepared and not scared.
Okay, very good. Michelle Steinberg, Wildlife Division Director for the National Fire Protection Association, and we've been discussing wildfire preparedness. So thank you once again for joining me today, Michelle. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.